At this past summer's American Library Association convention, Recess correspondent Susan Robb asked the award-winning, best-selling author-illustrator Jan Brett about the kinds of roles that children's books play in the lives of both young and grown-up people, even if the book is about, maybe especially if the book is about, a hedgehog named Hedgy, one of Jan Brett's favorite subjects. Here's Jan Brett.
I think about that all the time because I will have a parent who will say, oh, I have this book, Scary, Scary Halloween. It is not scary, but it has scary in the title. And they go, well, I'm not going to read that book to my child. I don't want them scared. And I think, well, you have all this television. You have ads that are scary. And I try to think of it in a positive way. I think that a lot of parents use books as this special way that they can teach children. And I often say to them, when my daughter was little, we used to always read aloud, and it's a great forum to be able to describe events that are going to happen to your child. I mean, they are going to have experiences and you're not going to be there. Why not have this little trial run in a book? And most of my books are not like what they call problem books. They're about what usually happens to an animal, sometimes a child and an animal, but I like to have the child be solving a problem rather than having magic or a rescuer come, which a lot of times in the cartoons and the movies, there's this giant rescue factor. Mm-hmm. But I like the child to figure it out themselves. And a lot of times it's an experience that I had when I was little. Like in The Hat, Hedgy gets this sock stuck on his head. After I finished it, I realized that when I was in first grade, I went to school with all red on, because my mom used to let me dress any way I wanted. Red shoes, red socks, everything red. And all the kids started to tease. You know, Jan's in all red and they're clashing. And she had said, look, if anyone teases, don't look upset. Just, you know, get them thinking about something else and don't cry or get mad, because it'll just make teasing get worse, because everybody gets teased at some point in their life. So I said, well, I'm a cardinal. It's a kind of red bird. What kind of bird are you? And they all said, well, oh, geez, I'm a bluebird. I've got blue on. And I'm a blackbird. I have black shoes, or something like that. And I was so proud of myself. And when I finished that book, The Hat, I was reading it aloud someplace. And I realized, my God, that is exactly emotionally what it is. It's this like little nugget that got hidden in my brain somewhere, hadn't thought of it in years, and there it is in The Hat, because Hedgy distracts everybody by saying, oh, it's my wonderful hat that's keeping me warm in this cold, cold wind.